Some of the topics we're learning about include a principal source of tumah is called an avatumah. When this comes into contact with a person, utensils, or food, they become a rishon l'tumah. This, in turn, when it comes into contact with another food item, renders it a sheni l'tumah. The tumah can then be transmitted to truma to render it a shlishi l'tumah, and this can be transmitted to items of kodesh to render them revi l'tumah. Chulin shenas al taras hakodesh, food that was guarded in purity as if it were kodesh. Only items that are truly kodesh can transmit tumah to make kodesh into a revi. Truma shetarasa truma hi etzel hektish. Items that were guarded as if they were truma are considered tumah regarding hektish. Tumas medris. A zav transmits a higher level of tumah through medris by sitting or lying on the kli. Namunim ami aretz al taras yayin l'nasachem. We accept wine for nasachem from an ama aretz and trust him regarding its purity so that people will not be discouraged from bringing their karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. Huchshu b'shchita. Shimon holds that just as the act of slaughter permits the meat to be eaten, it renders it into a food regarding susceptibility to tumah as well. Dam machshir. The Gemara discusses which types of blood are considered a mashken or machshir cause food items that they touch to become susceptible to tumah, such as dam ames, the blood of an animal that died on its own. Dam chalalim, the blood of people or animals that were killed. Dam shchita, the blood from slaughtering an animal. Dam agafasai, blood from an animal's wound. And dam kiluach, blood drawn from bloodletting.